This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for January the 9th, 2024. The name of the patient is Susan Crum. The last name is C-R-U-M. First name is Susan, S-U-S-A-N. This is the clinical case of a 70-year-old patient of Mr. Zachariah Dominguez. Zachariah is Z like in Zulu, E-C-H-A-R-I-A-H. Dominguez, D-O-M like in Mike, I-N like in November, G like in Golf, U-E-Z like in Zulu, A-P-R-N. Who referred the patient to this office for evaluation of the kidney function and the history of hyperuricemia. The patient has a retroperitoneal ultrasound that is completely normal, and that was that was done November the 17th of 2023. The size of the kidney, the right is 9.6, the left kidney is 9.2. There is not disgraced the renal mass or shadowing. A calculus that is identified, there is no evidence of hydronephrosis. The patient had laboratory workup that was done on October the 5th of 2023, in which the serum creatinine was 1.2, the BUN was 20, and the estimated GFR 47. There was no evidence of urinalysis. The patient has this CKD3A that is most likely associated to increased uric acid, evidence of arterial hypertension, morbid obesity, and aging process, period. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension. She was evaluated by Dr. Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, on December the 19th of 2023. The patient had an echocardiogram with an ejection fraction of 50 to 60%. and there was no abnormality that was detected. She had a grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. There was also evidence of a trivial aortic regurgitation. The mitral valve, very mild aortic regurgitation. The left atrium is mildly dilated and the right ventricle. The systolic pressure was increased. The estimated peak pressure was 42 millimeters of mercury. There was evidence of borderline pulmonary hypertension. And the tricuspid was with moderate regurgitation. There was no evidence of pericardial effusion. The patient was continuing with carvedilol, 12.5 milligrams, chlortalidone, 25 milligrams every day, and losartan 100 milligrams on a daily basis. The office, the blood pressure today was 113 over 88. The diastolic is elevated, and the patient had a BMI of 48. During the physical examination, there was some irregularity in the conducting extra beats. And according to the patient's information, it was determined that they were present and that Dr. Joseph is aware of them. Following number, the patient has a morbid obesity, even though she says that she is following mostly a plant-based diet without any sodium, and she drinks pretty close to a gallon of water a day. There is no need to increase the water intake. This patient could be volume overloaded, and there is not a point of giving chlortalidone in the presence of such a increase in volume intake. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperuricemia and 4 to 5 episodes of gout, even in the presence of the administration of allopurinol. Recently, Mr. Dominguez discontinued the use of the allopurinol, taking into consideration the history and the symptoms that the patient has and the evidence of hyperuricemia. This patient will get benefit of the administration of Krystexxa, KRITEXXA. We gave information to the patient to get informed about this medication and the way it is provided and given to her. We are going to submit the papers to the insurance for approval. And the side effects were also discussed with the patient. Following number, the patient has evidence of increased PTH, and no evidence of hypophosphatemia, no evidence of symptomatic hyperpara. Yes. We're going to order the PTH and ionized calcium as well as the phosphorus. Following number, morbid obesity. The diet was discussed, and in this particular case, we're going to use the Weight Watchers application, because this patient needs to know that she has to change the behavior regarding food, and even more when we know that she has a fatty liver. The patient has a chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. We are going to order the pertinent laboratory workup, evaluation of the urine, and seek the approval for the administration of Krystexxa. Paragraph, we thank Mr. Dominguez for the kind referral. We keep him informed of the progress. Paragraph, I spend 20 minutes reviewing the referral, 30 minutes with the patient, and 10 minutes in the documentation.